Operation Lone Star continues construction for forward operating base. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 509,500 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 42,100 criminal arrests, with more than 37,400 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 476 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 43,400 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 35,300 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 18,500 migrants to Denver since May 18, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 14. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott. Aerial view of Texas's forward operating base construction on X, formerly known as Twitter. Governor Abbott shared aerial footage earlier this week of ongoing construction for Texas's forward operating base near the border in Eagle Pass. This base camp will house thousands of Texas National Guard soldiers who are responding to President Biden's ongoing border crisis. Governor Abbott. Construction continues on Texas border wall in Zapata County. On Thursday, Governor Abbott shared footage of ongoing border wall construction in Zapata County on X. Texas continues utilizing every tool and strategy to secure the border in President Biden's absence. Governor Abbott. Texas grand jury indicts over 140 illegal immigrants. Earlier this week, Governor Abbott highlighted a Texas grand jury's decision to indict more than 140 illegal immigrants for rioting after they attempted to breach the border in El Paso. This decision came after a county judge dismissed the charges. Governor Abbott. DPS troopers seized over 200 pounds of illegal drugs in Weslaco. On X, Governor Abbott reaffirmed Texas's mission to save lives and keep deadly drugs out of communities across the state and the country, highlighting DPS troopers' recent seizure of over 200 pounds of cocaine during a traffic stop in Weslaco. Border czar Banks. Mexican drug cartels are weaponizing illegal immigration. This month, Texas border czar Mike Banks sat down with USA Today to discuss the critical work of Operation Lone Star as Texas continues to step up to secure the southern border. The Texas border czar also detailed the widespread national security impacts of President Biden's reckless open border policies on Texas and states across the country. "Every state has really become a border state," said border czar Banks. "Never in my career have I seen such a large number entering the country illegally. What you have right now is the cartels weaponizing immigration against the forces on the border, whether it be Border Patrol, the state of Texas, any other law enforcement. They're weaponizing the migrants, holding them back, pushing them across at certain times, in order to overwhelm the system." Read more on Border Czar Banks' sit-down interview. Watch KFOX 14 ride along with DPS patrolling the border in El Paso. KFOX 14 news correspondent Jacqueline Quinones recently went on a ride along with DPS Sergeant Elliot Torres along the Texas-Mexico border near El Paso. During the ride along, Sergeant Torres detailed the aftermath of an incident in March when a crowd of illegal immigrants overwhelmed Texas National Guard soldiers along the border, mentioning that Texas has since sent additional reinforcements to bolster the state's border security efforts. "We have more troopers coming in," said Sergeant Torres. "The Texas National Guard is adding numbers as well. There's safety in numbers, so troopers from all over the state are coming out here to assist every week." Human smuggler leads DPS on high-speed pursuit in Webb County. A human smuggler led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit in Webb County. During the pursuit, the driver allowed multiple illegal immigrants to bail out. At one point, the driver accelerated, causing one of the illegal immigrants to sustain head injuries. The driver eventually drove into the Rio Grande River and swam back to Mexico. Troopers referred one illegal immigrant to Border Patrol. DPS arrests human smuggler after high-speed pursuit in Laredo. DPS troopers followed a human smuggler in a GMC Sierra on a high-speed pursuit on I-35 in Laredo this week. The smuggler, Eugenio de la Torre Delgado, an illegal immigrant from Mexico, lost control of the vehicle multiple times at high speeds. Delgado and multiple illegal immigrants bailed out of the vehicle and ran toward a neighborhood. After a short foot pursuit, Delgado was arrested and charged with evading arrest and smuggling of persons. Two illegal immigrants, from Mexico, were referred to Border Patrol. Texas National Guard uses drones to assist in arrests of six drug smugglers. Texas National Guard soldiers, using a small unmanned aerial system, located a group of drug smugglers earlier this week who illegally crossed from Mexico into Texas and attempted to bring nearly 50 pounds of narcotics into the state. With the help of drones, Texas National Guard soldiers and DPS troopers arrested the six drug smugglers. Texas National Guard reinforces miles of razor wire in El Paso. The Texas National Guard continue to work around the clock to reinforce miles of newly installed concertina wire along the Texas-Mexico border in El Paso. SPC. Newman Gideon, Texas National Guard, Task Force West, highlighted the work they are doing to secure the border by reinforcing existing barriers and repairing damaged barriers. My responsibility on the border is to provide security for the teams going in and clearing out brush to make way for more concertina wire, said SPC. Gideon. If there's a hole that's already been cut, we are going to take pliers and wire cutters to repair and close that gap, illegal immigrants created. It's important that the Texas National Guard is here to stop migrants crossing into the United States.